challenge like for you as someone who's crafted the best special teams unit in the league to kind of restart each and every spring to kind of get the guys ready to do that once again?
Yeah, I'll say for me, honestly, that's like really my favorite part of the job is it does change every year. It's a new challenge every year. You get a new set of players. You know, people say, well, you know, are you going to miss this guy or that guy? Every year we gain a bunch of new guys and we lose a bunch of guys. And the challenge really is to make it work. I think as a coach, really you're a problem solver. And so you're just trying to figure out what the problems are going to be, what the challenges are going to be, who your players are, and how you can put them in the best position to be successful.
Can you go through some of the offseason additions? I know everyone's talking about what they've done on offense and defense, but what are you excited about special team-wise, about adding to the roster this offseason?
I don't know so much about any one player. To me, it's not about just one guy, but it's about the group. And I can say, like, I'm really excited about our group. They work really hard. We got a bunch of guys who are fully committed to being good, not just on offense or defense, but also on special teams. We have a great culture. I think guys have bought into what we're trying to do. They work really hard at it, professional. So for me, just being a part of those guys and being around them makes me excited.
Are there some young guys who are stepping up into more leadership roles this season?
Yeah, some of these guys have asked about that. I mean, guys' roles are ever-evolving. I wouldn't give you any particular names, but, I mean, I'm excited about the whole group, and I think we do have a good nucleus of young players that I think can contribute at a high level for us, so it should be exciting.
One player of interest, Matt Collins, who was added in the draft. A lot of analysts thought he was the best special teams player who was available this year. What have you seen from him to this point?
Yeah, I thought Mike's college film was really good. He's got a new challenge ahead of him here in the National Football League. It's not going to be an easy transition. It's hard for all these guys. But he definitely has a good skill set, and I know he can I feel comfortable that he'll play at a high level for us.
What is it about his skill set that transitions so well to playing on special teams and thriving there?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing about being successful in this level is really not about height, weight, and speed. All these guys have that. I think the biggest thing is your mindset and your mentality, and he's got a great one.
Caleb Sturgis come off a very, very good season. What have you seen from him this offseason?
Yeah, Caleb, he is ultra competitive. I don't think people really realize how competitive he is. He's an ultra competitive player and person. So every year he's super focused on improvement. He's done a great job. He's worked really hard in this offseason. He's had a great offseason. We're excited about seeing him this fall.
When last year ended, did you give him a to-do list of the things that this is what we saw on tape, this is what we want to see you improve? What were some of those things, and how have you seen him manage those adjustments this year?
Yeah, I wouldn't get into specifics with that, but I would say that every year we go over a list of things we think the guy does very well and areas that we think guys can improve in. And that goes across the board for every player on our team, and ultimately that's also for myself. Things I got to do better, and there's areas that, you know, I got to focus on too. He's got some of those. He always addresses every weakness with everything he's got.
How has his mindset been this offseason, where last year he and Cody were head-to-head, they went through the whole training camp together, battling for the job, where he's the guy right now? How have you seen him kind of approach it with that different aspect this year?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for Caleb is he's always competing against himself, and he's got such a high standard for himself that ultimately it doesn't matter if there's somebody else in here competing with him that he can see or not. He's really competing against himself, trying to make himself the best player he can be.
Who among these newcomers that are really kind of starting to show that they can replace one of your core guys like Brayman or somebody that, you know, there's an opening there?
Yeah, I don't know that if any one of those guys can show right now that they're ready to go. We're not really playing real football now. Obviously, there's no pads on. There's no contact. It's a big part of the game. But we've got a number of these young guys who've come in and done a nice job and picked up our schemes, our systems, our techniques, our fundamentals, stuff that I think will give them a chance to play and be successful in the fall.
There have been a lot of comparisons between Darren Sproles and Donnell Pumphrey since he came in the building. Is Pumphrey in the mix to be a returner this season, to possibly take the punt returner or kickoff return spot?
Yeah, I wouldn't compare anybody to Darren Sproles and what he's done in his career in this league. But I'm definitely excited about Pumphrey. I think he can be a returner. He showed us the ability to catch the football well in this offseason. Obviously, there's no tackling or any of that stuff, so what you see is limited. But we're definitely excited about Pumphrey. I think he has a role as a returner at some point. When that will be, who knows.
How much do you tap into a guy like Sproles in terms of experience to help you relay messages to younger players that you're integrating special teams?
You know, that's a good question. How much do I tap into him? I wouldn't say a ton. I think it's difficult to ask these guys to help out some of these younger players. I don't think that's necessarily their role. But I do think that he's a tremendous example for all these guys to watch, and ultimately he'll pick the guys he wants to help more than, you know, maybe one guy more than another. He is a tremendous asset for all these guys. I know Kenyon Barner benefited a great deal from watching him. Byron Marshall is doing the same thing. Pumphrey will have an opportunity to do that. And one thing that is great about Darren is he is super helpful. Some of these guys aren't. I would never push a guy in that area, but he does a great job of bringing along these young guys.
There's 32 special teams coordinators in the National Football League, and you are widely regarded by your peers is one of the best in the business. So what is it that you know that the others don't know? What separates you from the rest? What do you see? How do you visualize the whole concept maybe a little differently than most?
Yeah, I would say probably not very much. I would say the thing I've been fortunate is I've had a bunch of really good players. These guys play at a high level. They're super talented. They've bought into what we're trying to do. They love, you know, I think they love coming to work and getting better. And they love displaying their talents on Sundays. And I've been the beneficiary of that.
The league's been hinting for some time now that maybe kickoffs are going to be eliminated at some point. What would your reaction be to that?
I don't worry about all that stuff. I mean, ultimately, I've heard that talk for a long time now and still in there. Ultimately, the game's changed, I think, in a lot of different areas. Kickoff's been one of them where they've added some new rules or changed rules. I think for us as coaches, our job's just to have them tell us what the rules are and figure out the best way for your team to play with inside them.
How long do you see yourself staying in your current role? When do you get that itch to want to make that next jump in your career? I mean, to me, you've basically done everything you can do at this level. Now the next challenge is for you to make that next jump, whether it's the head coach or whatever the case may be. How much longer? I know you have goals for yourself.
Yeah, no, it's flattering to hear people say that. I appreciate that. Like I said, I've been fortunate to do this. It's challenging every single year for me. And that's one thing I love about coaching special teams. I mean, it's never the same. Every year is super hard. And there's enough changing around you with, you know, all the players that you got to work with that really it stimulates you every single year. So for me right now, I'm fortunate to be here. I love the job that I got. And I still feel like I got a lot to prove as a coach in this league.
But don't you get that itch just to see, am I ready for that next step?
Yeah, I think I talked to one of these guys earlier. I mean, ultimately, I think every assistant dreams of being a head coach mm-hmm. at some point. I would say I'm no different than that. But ultimately, for me, I know that I got my hands full with this job right now. And so my whole focus is just making sure that we can play at a high enough level for this football team.
Last year when Mike Zimmer had his eye surgery, they elevated the special teams coordinator. Rams did the same thing. You guys get to work with the entire team. How helpful is that as far as that goal of maybe being head coach down the line?
Yeah, no, I think ultimately that'll happen for some guys down the road here. When that time comes, who knows? I do think that a special teams coach is in a unique position. He understands the whole roster. He understands 53 guys and 46 guys on game day, how to work with that. He understands the role of the back-end player and how it relates to the football team. He does not look at just the offensive side of the football and how can we be successful in one phase. He's really looking at all three phases. So I think that guy definitely has a unique perspective. I think that the decisions that are made on game day, whether to punt, whether to kick, what are my odds of making a field goal here versus getting it, converting the fourth down, a lot of those decisions the special teams coach is pretty intimate with. So I think he has unique perspective, and I think it's just a matter of getting the public to be more comfortable with with that guy taking over a program. And that really hadn't happened yet. I think John Harbaugh certainly helped that. And I think that there's a number of coaches, special teams coaches in this league, that I think are highly qualified for that role. But ultimately, it's getting the public perception to feel the same way, I think.
Speaking of Johnston, has done a pretty good job. I mean, he's been here. Donnie Jones hasn't. What have you seen from Cameron? And does he have a legitimate shot to make this team?
Yeah, we're excited about Cameron. I think, does he have a legitimate shot? Yeah, ultimately, I think every guy who's in this building has some kind of shot, and then ultimately it's going to be determined by them, you know, by how they play, what that shot will be. But I'm definitely excited about him. He's a super talented guy. He's a great worker, great person. He's got a skill set that's a little bit unique with all of his Australian rules background. So we're excited about him.
Okay, we've seen him work on those angle kicks, kind of stepping off to the side like a rugby style, and he seems to have pretty good directional abilities on that. I mean, is that something that you like about him, that ability to do that?
Yeah, he's got some unique stuff about him. So, like, this time of year, I think, as a coach, really what you're trying to – you can't play football, but what you can do is you can find out what these guys can do and what they can't do. So, like, this time of year, we try to figure out, like, what are all the things that guy can do. And then as a coach, you're really charged with how can we make this player the best player he can be. So for us, this time of year is about figuring out all those things. And then ultimately what we ask him to do on game day will be based off of, like, all those evaluations. So right now, this time of year, that's kind of what we're trying to do. And then we'll see where it takes us.
Those decisions you were talking about, one to kick, one to punt, has that process kind of changed over the last couple of years now that analytics has kind of come into it?
Yeah, I think analytics has been definitely played a role in all that stuff, and it's getting more involved with the game. People are looking at that a whole lot more. But ultimately for me, right now I don't have to worry about making those decisions, so I just give my opinion on whether or not I feel good about the field goal, or, you know, what I think the percentages of that field goal are going to be, and then it's up to the head coach.